Have you ever prayed for God to fix something, but He doesn't exactly fix it the way you wanted? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Waiting for an answer to tough prayers is hard, and the Bible is honest about it. It also reminds us that God's answers might look very different from what we expect. Today's Devo, When, Lord, When? By Mike Hurley, walks us through that. Have you ever heard of Habakkuk? This book of the Bible isn't preached on or discussed very often, which is a shame because it's a fantastic gem in Scripture. Like the other 11 minor prophet books, Habakkuk provides a snapshot of Israel's history, one that reveals not only God's plan, but also relates to us today. The prophet Habakkuk prays a prayer I think many of us have uttered at some point. How long, Lord, must I call for help? Simple, direct, clear. Lord, we're in trouble here. When are you going to step in and help us? God answers, but not how Habakkuk wanted. God raises up the Chaldean army, the ultimate fighting machine, to invade Judah and imprison the Israelites living there. What? How is that an answer to Habakkuk's prayer? He wanted an end to the pain, and yet it looked like God was going to make the situation worse. Enslavement by the mighty Chaldeans seemed the unlikeliest solution of all. What Habakkuk didn't know was that the Chaldeans were merely an object in God's plan to save his people. Fast forward 600 years. Israel is awaiting a Messiah, one who would deliver them from their suffering. At that time, it was no longer the Chaldeans who oppressed them, but the Romans. So the Israelites wanted a mighty warrior, the ultimate fighting machine who would propel them to victory. Instead, they received Jesus, a wandering rabbi and his ragtag group of followers. Their hopes ended at Calvary, where Jesus hung on a cross and died. What they didn't know is that the only means of deliverance, which is what they had been waiting for, was the Messiah's death, not his army. Jesus' work on the cross and his resurrection from the dead gives us hope now and forever. He was and is our answer to the question, how long? Okay, let's think about this a little more. Have you had a situation that made you ask, how long? God invites us to be totally honest with Him about how badly suffering hurts us and what we want Him to do about it. He sees and He cares, so much so that Jesus came to conquer sin and death to save us. So now we can look forward to the day Jesus will return. Then there will be no more sin or suffering or death. In the meantime, we can rest knowing that He loves us and promises to be with us, strengthening us even in hard times. How does knowing Jesus give us hope in suffering? Now, as you and I can read in Habakkuk 1:2, how long, Lord, must I call for help and you do not listen or cry out to you about violence and you do not save? See for yourself what God says in Habakkuk 1:1-11, in chapter 3:11-19, and Revelation 21:1-5 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. If you're listening to this episode on your podcast app, then you might not have checked out the Unlocked app yet. You can get the audio and written versions of each day's story, plus write down notes, open up the whole Bible, and access Unlocked merch and verse picks. So search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. You might not bow down to statues today, but you could still be worshiping an idol. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.